Hey, Doc, update here on what, I guess, has it changed? Is it still Invest 97L, or what are we looking at?
Well, the system in the Caribbean has developed into a tropical depression. Highest winds are 30 miles per hour. It's drifting to the north at around 6 miles per hour right now. It's expected to turn a little more to the northwest. That will take it through the rest of today and tonight, and it'll pass through what is called the Yucatan Channel, which is between the Yucatan Peninsula and Cuba. It'll continue to intensify and will become a hurricane, and that most likely will be tomorrow morning. At that point, it will start to what we call recurve, that is, turn more to the northeast, and we now expect it to track up to the Florida Panhandle. Right now, the best estimate is that it will move in somewhere between the Tallahassee area and what we call the Big Bend, the big curved area of coastline in northern Florida. And it looks now like it will make landfall as possibly a Category 3 or 4.
Wow.
And make landfall Thursday afternoon.
This is, I mean, to go that you, once again, you said we've now gone to a depression. You said, 30 mile per hour sustained winds to, in just a few days, something that could be a Category 4. I mean, that's a significant intensification.
And you know, it's going into, right now as it looks, it's going into an area that's been hit several times in the last few years.
Like Michael, and right? Michael went in there. Was it Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Michael, Dahlia, and several of them have gone in around Cedar Key. And it's very possible that it could go in that area at Cedar Key or possibly Apalachicola. But in that area right now. Now, could it change its course a little bit? That's possible. It's very early. But the models now tend to carry it toward the Big Bend area of the Florida Peninsula. After that, it will go on up into Georgia. And we'll then turn to the northwest and head out of into Tennessee and Kentucky. Of course, it'll be weakened to a tropical depression, but it's going to be a problem for Georgia, Tennessee, part of the Carolinas, even northern Alabama, as it recurves and then turns into this northwest direction and kind of spread its rain all over the Ohio Valley.
Wow. Dr. Bill, for us here on the coast, in coastal Alabama, What's our timeline and what do you expect? You know, if we start, we're going to feel winds. I mean, of course, we'd be on what you're saying. We'll be on the dry side of the storm. But Thursday, are we going to notice anything here? Or Wednesday? What do you see for us?
Well, we'll likely get some rain out of this system as it approaches the Florida Panhandle, the eastern portion of the Panhandle, if that's the track that it finally takes. We'll get some showers, but we'll be on what we call the good side or the weak side, and the winds will come out of the north, and so we'll get the waters will be pushed away from the coast, and but we will get some rain and some gusty winds, but the real problem will be from Panama City all the way over to Cedar Key, and in fact, possibly over to around Clearwater and down toward Tampa, where they'll be pushing water into that coastal area, really a long stretch of coastline.
Dr. Bill, we appreciate this update. Of course, we'll be talking with you throughout the next few days as this, which would become, I guess, Helene, is that right?
Helene, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Helene, so we'll be checking back with you for updates. I appreciate you chiming in and giving us the update on this Monday.
Okay, Sean.
All right, there he goes, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. 40-plus years, you didn't want to tell me how many even plus, 40-plus, four decades of calling him correctly around here on the Gulf Coast, so it's always good to get his update. And, you know, I'm sorry for those people over there, but to hear that the track is at least right now leaning to our east is a good thing.